And you are listening to Morning Edition on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. This is Civic Matters. Each Monday, we visit with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor and run down some of your civic engagement opportunities for the week ahead. And Mary Morgan, how exactly did you scooter through your weekend?
Well, you know, the electricians are in town for
right.
their week-long conference, so it's time for the game. Is it an electrician or a tech bro?
A tech bro.
You know, you just sit downtown and you watch people walk by and you're like, I think that's an electrician.
I love people watching games. You know, one of the things that's been really interesting to do is as you drive or walk or, in your case, scooter through town, is looking at all the yard signs, the political yard signs. And in many cases, you'll find yard signs for candidates running for the same race in the same yard. And it's interesting. So there seems to be some divided households as we head towards this August 7th primary election.
I think there's a divided community in many cases. This has actually been one of the most rancorous election seasons that I've witnessed. So it's a little discouraging. But yes, I've talked to some people who said, yeah, we can't agree, so we just put one up for each candidate. So one more week to make that decision.
Well, we will talk a little bit more about primary elections in just a moment, but I want to start off with this. November 6th, that is the midterm election, and everybody is looking at the federal level to see how that's going to turn out and whether there's going to be a blue wave, and at the state level as well. But local races will be prominent on that ballot as well.
That's right. Last week was the filing deadline for the Washtenaw Community College Trustee and the Ann Arbor Public Schools Board. In general, for community colleges and school boards, and it's gonna be an interesting race. I was a little disappointed that the only people to file for WCC trustee were the two incumbents, Richard Landau and Diana McKnight Morton. So there's not really a competitive race there.
That's not the case in Ann Arbor, is it?
Yeah, very different for the Ann Arbor Public Schools. There are eight candidates for four seats. And including the four incumbents, all are running for re-election. So that's going to be a very interesting race, and people will have a fair amount of choice.
Well, as we talk about voting and as we talk about getting people to the polls, again, in a primary election race, we're talking maybe 20% turnout, maybe a little better if we're lucky. So that's not all that great. It will be somewhat higher in November, one would hope. But for younger people, it may be their first time voting or they're here as a college student and they don't know exactly if they can vote here or in their home district. So there's some help available through the University of Michigan.
Yeah, there are actually a lot of initiatives that the University of Michigan is doing to try to turn out vote. They have a really high percentage of registered voters, but then turnout in the last midterm was, I think, around 14%. So they're really trying to increase that. And one of the most creative efforts is a class that's being offered at the U of M Stamps School of Art and Design called Voting is Sexy. It's targeted towards college students. And they just produced a video that's focused on how to vote absentee if you're a first time voter. A short, really cute, creative video. And it's one of their first projects, but there's going to be a lot more to come. So I'm looking forward to their creativity in helping turn out the vote.
And I will be very interested to see what college student age level voting turns out to be once we've gotten past August 7th and moved towards November. You are listening to Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Mary Morgan, who is Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor. We've mentioned it a couple of times, and perhaps we should get a little more focused on it now, and that is the August 7th primary, a week and a day away. And the Ann Arbor City Clerk's Office is going to do its part to make sure you have every opportunity possible to vote.
Yeah, before every election, the Saturday before the election, they have extra hours. And this coming Saturday, they're going to be open from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's at City Hall downtown at 301 East Huron. It's a good way if you want to vote absentee but you haven't picked up your ballot yet, if you want to just go in and vote absentee right there on the spot, you can do it. So it's a more convenient time for people who can't get to the clerk's office during regular business hours or just haven't emailed to apply for an application.
One of the matters to be decided by voters in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti Township is a proposal put forth by the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority. It is essentially a millage renewal for a five-year period to maintain expanded services that we've seen over the past 5 years. What is your sense? A lot of times people take for granted that renewals will just get passed. Is that your sense of this?
I think that's the case. I've heard a few people who have gotten some campaign lit from the AATA that describes it in a way that they're a little bit confused about what does it mean to renew and I forget what the wording is, restore maybe, but anyway, it's...
Right, in the last 2 years, the millage collection went down, and it will go back up to the original level that was first adopted
right,
5 years ago.
Mills.
Right,
That's right. But I think this is a safe one. I haven't really heard a lot of opposition. I don't think that there's an opposition campaign to it, so I think it'll... basically maintain the status quo for the services that were added over the past 5 years.
Now, of course, beyond the millage, the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority likes to keep the public up to date on what it's doing with its budget and strategic plan, and there's going to be some sort of public meeting on that front as well, right?
Right. They're asking for feedback on their budget. They're on a different budget cycle, so they're aligned with the state, and they don't start their fiscal year until October 1st. So right now they're working on the budget. They're going to have public meetings on August 9th and August 14th, where staff will present their strategic plan and budget for anybody who wants to hear it. And that's going to be in Ypsilanti at Bonus Era Underground on the 9th, and then at the downtown Ann Arbor Library on the 14th. And then they're going to be having a public hearing at their August 16th board meeting, and they expect to approve the budget by September 20th.
It'll be interesting because all of those dates are post August 7th primary election day. And in the slight chance that the measure they've put on the ballot should fail, it could change the conversation entirely. They're talking about they would have to roll back all services by next summer that had been expanded with the initial passage of the millage. Once again, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU in Civic Matters with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative. The city of Ann Arbor has its own transit issues to contend with, don't they?
Yes, this is very interesting. There are a lot of different projects underway downtown in the downtown area about changing the configuration of streets. But this newest one is on North 7th between Huron and Miller, and it's right next to West Park. Currently, there's no separate bike lane, and there is on-street parking. So city staff have proposed different design scenarios, and some of those include eliminating on-street parking and adding bike lanes. So they're looking for community feedback. They have two sessions on this Wednesday, August 1st. One is at 11:30 at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market, and the other is from 6 to 8 in the lobby of City Hall, and they'll have design configurations available and staff on hand to answer questions. And then something called Open City Hall is an online system that provides more details about these proposals. And then there's also a survey that you can take to register your preferences if you want to do that online.
I will be very interested to see where public opinion lands on that. A lot to consider. I want to take something a little bit on the lighter side, but something that I find to be quite inspiring. Of course, the Delano Center is the community's homeless shelter, but we are seeing some artwork come out of there that is now on display, and as I understand it, some of it is rather astounding.
Yeah, it's a small collection. The Delano Center started something called the Art Break Studio Program, where clients of the homeless shelter meet once a week and basically work on art projects. It's a relatively new program, and I'm really glad that they found a way to have the display in public. It's at the Washtenaw County Administration Building at 220 North Main. It's in the lobby area and runs through Friday, August 3rd. So, it's worth swinging by there if you're downtown and just want to check it out, and I think it's a great project, and it's great to get some publicity for it.
And I really hope that this is a program that can be expanded, and we'll have future exhibits in the community as well. What a great way to focus energies and put something out there and create awareness for something that is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. And, here's an example of somebody making a difference. Becky Spangler really initiated this effort and basically made it happen with volunteer artists from the community. So, if you have an idea, I think this is an example of there. If you can find a way to implement it, and good things can happen.
Well, Mary Morgan, we'll talk again next Monday, the day before primary election day.
Terrific. Have a good week.
That is Mary Morgan, Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative and our content partner for Civic Matters, which you hear every Monday. For more on today's Civic Matters topics, visit our website at WEMU.org. You can find all you need to know about Mary's work at Civ City at civcity.org. For Mary Morgan, I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.